Mayday, Mayday. Now that's an emergency or distress signal used for ships and aircraft. And this is Mayday, May 1st. So it's a good time to talk about distress and what we can do with it when we experience it. We've been looking at how worship is the place where we take our negative emotions and experiences so that they can be processed, they can be assimilated before the face of God. Now, it's important to remember that the Psalms were written primarily for public worship, not for private worship. That is, these songs offer the community of the people of God the tools and resources they needed to face every life situation. This was meant to take place in the community, not in the privacy of one's home. Now, when pain comes into our lives, we tend to withdraw from the community into ourselves. We believe we must protect ourselves and that we have the resources to deal with our distress. But they believed the opposite. They knew they needed the community. They believed that in communion with God and with each other, they could keep their minds organized and their hearts healthy. They did not believe it was possible to be healthy alone. Now we, on the other hand, tend toward isolation. I want to go to Psalm 42 and to begin to see the resources God gives us to process, or you might say, assimilate this pain that we experience. This is Psalm 42, verse 3 to 5. My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Now first we see how painful this moment is for the songwriter. He's swamped in tears, overwhelmed such that his days and nights are filled with grief. As a pastor, I have often seen people suffer seasons of unabated grief, and it's frightening to see. Recently, a grieving widow told me that she had no more tears to shed. Then shortly, she was shedding tears once again. There are days when our hearts are so heavy that we wonder if we shall ever see the light again. The night can seem so long. We hunger for the dawn of a new day when we may believe, but we may believe it will never come. Now, of course it will, but the nights, that is the difficult time for us. And what are we to do with such distress? Our songwriter, sufferer, says that he remembers. Yes, remembering is a reframing that can help our hearts process our pain. And here's why. Our pain has the power to lock us into a moment in time, to forget everything else, everything good. Our pain wants our full attention. It wants us to forget that we ever felt joy. It is a thief robbing us of moments of peace that we have known, blurring the memories of the gifts and grace of God. This is why the songwriter pushes himself to remember. Now, there are two sources of his reframing. First, the times when he celebrated with the people of God in worship. He's actually led the people in worship. All he is feeling right now is not all there is. This reminds him that there is more. But he also remembers the places. He says, "My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan, from the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar." That's Psalm 42:6. Now he is not invoking the memory of Israel's past story. These are not historic events of the people of God. Rather, they are ones personal to him, places where he met with God, places he experienced the goodness and presence of God, the grace of God. When meeting with couples experiencing distress in their marriage, I often ask them to tell me how they met. What was it like when they first got engaged and first got married? As they retell the stories, I can literally watch their faces change before my eyes. Remembering kindles in them a renewal of the joy they felt at the earlier time in their relationship. And that is what is happening here in this song. Each of us has places like this in our lives, places where God showed up. Just like that rustic cabin in West Virginia, where as a 16-year-old high school student, I enjoyed the presence of God. This was a pivotal time in my life when I sensed the call to enter ministry, even though I didn't know what that ministry would entail. Or it's like that walk on the mountain in North Carolina that changed my life because God drew near. These are places I want to return to, but I can't in time. They've changed and I've changed. But in truth, I can go back to them again and again by calling them to mind. You have places like this you can revisit in your memories when the days grow dark. You see, it's more than nostalgia. It is a reframing. It is reminding you that there is more. There are places you have been in life where God met with you, and God is with you even now. Even though you are not feeling it, you will not always be here. Now, one of the most painful parts of our suffering can be the fear that God isn't real or that your faith is empty. In the song, we hear this fear as the words of those saying, "Where is your God now?" Or perhaps it is the fear that there is God, but that you don't much matter to him, or he doesn't love you. Now, as I read this song, I rejoice to know that we have so much more than the songwriter had. We have Jesus. Jesus came to reveal to us the love of the Father. He was willing to be left alone so that we might never fear that the Lord would abandon us. We can always know that God is with us and that God is for us. Of course, there are some days when we're not feeling this, days when we're weary and burdened, hurting, but God remains near to us nonetheless because Jesus has brought us near to the Father. You see, this gospel reframing is a reframing we need every day to remember within the context of our lives whatever we're going through. We have a loving Heavenly Father. We have a place with Him as members of His family. Let's pray together. Lord God, our hearts know the vocabulary of hurting. We know days of questions and nights of longing. Thank you for drawing near to us, for revealing your steadfast love in Jesus. Help us to rest secure in your grace today, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.